Good morning, you're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning my guest is Mike Penny, the new Senior Vice President of Strategic Accounts with HPS Shernox. Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you doing, Kemp?
I'm good. I caught you on the road today. You're up in Milwaukee. A little of your background, looks like you spent almost 20 years at Armstrong. At Armstrong, you were focused in the commercial side of the business, right?
Yes. I've spent my entire career in the flooring industry. The majority of that has been on the top surface side of the business. Yeah. The last 20 years or so at Armstrong, my experience and knowledge at Armstrong was commercial, as well as on the commercial side of the business, national accounts.
Right.
Was a big focus of my experience as well.
Mm-hmm. So in commercial, when you talk national accounts, you're talking about things like StarNet and relationships like that, right?
That, yes, as well as sales teams focusing on the national account business with the Targets of the world would be an example.
Mm-hmm.
Calling on, trying to put together national programs and specifications with those types of customers.
And are you from Canada originally, aren't you?
I am, exactly. I'm originally from Vancouver.
So how did you get in the flooring business?
I got in the flooring business. I was with a building products company and was looking for a change as that business was getting sold.
Mm-hmm.
I really fell into the flooring business by mistake, and I've been in it ever since. I got in with a distributor up in Vancouver and spent many years there, 4 or 5 years with them.
As many people will say, once you get in, it's hard to get out, right?
That's exactly it.
Yeah. So you spent almost 20 years at Armstrong. Why did you make the decision to join HPS Shernox?
So in my previous roles, spent a lot of time bringing customers product solutions, but mm-hmm. we truly struggled with truly bringing them a solution
mm-hmm.
Because we didn't have the knowledge or expertise to solve many of the site conditions or problems that they had encountered, and so we would have to push them to a third party or introduce someone else to bring that solution. Shernox is dedicated to that. Besides the solution focus, they bring world-class innovation, and that was a big driver for me joining the company. It was very intriguing to me to be part of an organization that has that entrepreneurial spirit. So that was a big reason for me. It's a growing company that excels in that customer service, the technical support. So all of that together really had me excited to join an organization that was on a growth mode and that truly focused on the customer.
And how's business right now?
Business is great. We continue to see growth monthly, but we continue to see growth in different areas, in both residential and commercial, as we become more segment-focused or more customer-centric, I would probably say.
Mm-hmm.
We see growth happening in areas where we didn't before. We continue to see growth, and we'll continue to, with our innovation, look in areas that we haven't before and continue to take this business to the next level.
Mm-hmm. I think the company got started with a gypsum-based self-leveling compound, but you've brought new products to the market. So if you're looking at a pie chart, what percentage of your business is that core product versus everything else you bring to the market?
I would say, that is our bread and butter. That is our core product.
Yeah.
I would say that as we look at this and we look at the new innovation and the new products that are coming to market that are taking share from others,
yeah.
But also, as we grow the business, we continue to grow our main business. So long way around to answer your question, but I would say that, more than 50% of our business is still that bread and butter product.
But I know you're coming out with new adhesives and that Rinotec system that we featured at Surfaces, so a lot of new products. What do you think the secret of Shernox's success is in the United States?
It's all about value add, being very customer-oriented, having that entrepreneurial spirit. We have to be the problem solvers. If we're viewed by the customer as the problem solver, that's fantastic, but we all have to always think ahead. And the beauty of what we do every day is coming up with different solutions and different ideas, meaning new products. And we always have to think ahead of the curve. What is the next thing that our industry needs to solve problems? And so that's the secret of our success, is being ahead of the curve, coming out with new innovative products that are going to solve problems for our industry. And that's really what it's about. And we're seeing growth because of it.
I know you're owned by Sika, but you run completely independent from them, right?
We do. What I can share with you, I'm 4.5 months into this role,
right,
with Shernox. I see very positive interaction with Sika and HPS Shernox. Sika Switzerland has decided that Shernox USA, led by Thomas Trissel, to stay independent as they feel we can grow the category of interior finishes better for them than Sika can themselves. And that says a lot. It says that they have the trust in our business, building the brand, and continuing to grow this business in the United States, and they have the trust in us to do that. We're excited about it. We see a lot of opportunity. We're focused long-term, and as we look at growth, we're looking 3, 5, 10 years, and we see significant growth in the future with the Sure-Knox brands.
Mm-hmm. Are there specific products that you see on the horizon that are going to take you there, or just the whole mix of what you're bringing?
I think it's the whole mix. The key, and we've done this so far as a company, but you'll continue to see more of this. You'll see more in the second half of this year, and as we move forward into next year, there's going to be new innovation and new products, and that's what's going to get us there. We just have to continue to be ahead of the curve, and so far we've been doing that, and we'll continue to do that.
Okay, Mike, it's good to catch up with you, and congratulations on your career choice to join Thomas and HBS Sure-Knox. Again, I've been talking to Mike Penny, the Senior Vice President of Strategic Accounts with Sure-Knox, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLA.net.